We are getting so close to the end, Pat. Spending the whole month locked for me. I've been so incredibly impressed with how well you've held up. Oh, and I know there were some very rough days. Lots of tears and begging. It was so incredibly cute. You know how much I love seeing you desperate. I can't tell you how glad I am that we signed that contract. It really has made everything so clear, and if I'm being honest, it really did help me out. There were a few days when you were looking and sounding so pathetic that I almost unlocked you. I think we're both glad that I didn't. I would have hated to see you fail, and I know it really would have destroyed you too. The contract really does protect each of us from our moments of weakness, honoring our agreement, making sure we couldn't back out of our commitments to each other. And when I was really struggling, you said the one thing to me that made all the difference. You showed me the contract and had me read over a few key paragraphs. And then you said the words that made everything okay. You really don't have a choice. And for some reason, that comforted me and gave me confidence to take this all seriously, very seriously. Only removing your cage for supervised cleaning and in the case of a medical emergency. And we both agreed that desperation wasn't a medical emergency. There were days when I really worried about your mental health, but we both knew that you would have those kinds of days, and we made it through. I was able to comfort you, hold you, take care of you, but I couldn't help you. As much as I wanted to, I wasn't allowed. The contract wouldn't permit it, and that really helped me not feel guilty about tormenting you. It was our agreement, and no matter what either of us said or felt or wanted, we agreed to abide by it. Like you said, I really didn't have a choice. But something else happened to you too, Pat. I hadn't realized how much I would love the sight of your cock straining in its cage. I mean, I always liked it, but this was different. How hard and swollen it would get, trapped inside those metal bars. Your balls getting so large and full, I discovered something else, that they are so much fun to play with too. I didn't consider that enjoy watching you suffer as I squeezed them and flicked them, hearing you yelp and watching you squirm. You always teased me that I was a sadist, and I never really believed you, until now. Hurting you like that turned me on so much. I started to think of all sorts of ways to tease and torment you. Spending the day in lingerie, knowing it would drive you crazy. Sleeping naked beside you, showering together, letting you wash my hair and run your hands all over my body. Sliding my soapy hands over your cage cock and swollen balls. And once I realized I could give you cage blowjobs, I couldn't stop myself. I love the metallic taste of your cage mixing with the flavor of your cock and pre-cum. I could suck on your cage cock all day, knowing no matter what I do, you can't come, can you? We really did find the perfect cage. No way to cheat, no slipping out, no way to get sensation in all the little places you need stimulated to get your orgasm. Poor baby, no cummies, no relief. It makes me so wet to think about denying you. I'm not doing it just for you anymore. I'm doing it just for me. You have no idea what this month did to me. Thinking of your cage cock all the time. Wanting to see you strain in it, throb, ache, suffer. For me. All for me. Not to mention the oral surface portion of our contract. Waking up every morning with your head between my legs. I wish I had thought of that a long time ago. Starting my day with an orgasm. Just making everything so much better. You wake up with your cock trapped and suffering from your morning erection before still sending me come over and over. Such sweet torture, hearing what it is that you can't have anymore. And you have been getting so much better at it, so much better. I think the more your cock ache for me, the more enthusiastic you are when you're eating my pussy. It makes me feel like a queen, knowing that anytime I want you, you will be on your knees, face buried between my legs, licking me to orgasm. All it takes now is a snap of my fingers, and you come running, don't you, Pat? Last week when we were out at dinner and I snapped my fingers just to see what it would do to you, I thought for a minute you were going to crawl under the table and lick my pussy in the middle of the restaurant. It was so sweet. And as soon as we got back to the car, you did just that. There have been so many little things like that. I've even loved cleaning you, tying you to the bed and removing your cage, watching your cock spring back to life. It gets so hard almost immediately now, making you wait while I prepare a basin with a nice warm soapy water and a sponge, gently washing you, cleaning your cage, teasing you with my soapy, slick hands, seeing you twitch at my touch, maybe giving your aching cock a little kiss. No reason I can't be romantic, right? I mean, edging you, which at this point really doesn't take very long, patting you dry and then sitting, watching, waiting, while your unattended erection slowly subsides, sliding the ring back onto your walls, being so careful not to stimulate you so much, pressing the cage back on, slow, firm pressure. You won't get totally soft, but with the right technique, the cage slips back on into place and I slide the key in it, turn it, locking you up, tight, secure, denied. The key that I wear on my necklace, dangling down between my breasts, close to my heart. The look in your eyes is so precious. I live for it, a mix of sorrow and gratitude. Your whimpers, pleading, I know you love it, and I hate it, desperately wanting it to end, and I need it to continue. Now I need it to. I didn't expect that at all. And if anything, Locktober has taught me that this is such a deep expression of my sexual desire and my love for you. Nothing has ever turned me on as much as denying you. Nothing. And now we reach the end of the month, the end of this year's Locktober. It must feel so bittersweet to you. These last few days of the month, you handled with no problem, right? It is like you said, once the end is in sight, you can handle just about anything, which of course just tempts me to challenge you more. These last few days, you really have seemed to savor the torment and the teasing, making the most of it, and I have too, finding ways to really make it worse, even unbearable, but always with a smile on my face, because I know something you don't. In just a few days, this year's Locktober will be over. So as we wind down this year's Locktober, I think it's a time for both of us to review our contract, to have a look at all the details, to really see what it is that we agree to. It is like you always say, details matter. Here, go ahead and read it. I think we've done a great job of following all of the rules we set out for each other. And like I said, it really has made me much more comfortable keeping you denied. And I'm not sure I could have managed it any other way. But there is one thing, something we need to discuss. You were so horny when you signed the contract that I think you missed one small detail. Just a little thing, really. Where? Look at the last line. Yeah, that's right. Your release date. You still don't see it, do you? Yeah, that's correct. Midnight, just like we agreed to, October 31st. Of course, the last day of October. But Pat, did you look at the year? That's right, Pat. 2025. You really do need to read the fine print, because a deal's a deal. And like I said, when it comes to the contract, I really don't have a choice. Now do I?